What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I've been listening to you guys a little bit, trying to make sure that I at least know what somewhat of what you guys have been talking about. Mm-hmm. And one thing that kind of caught my ear listening was talking a little bit about, Darius had mentioned, training camp next year and the way that they have to change things and some ways that they can be better. I was talking about this a little bit last night, Doc, on overtime.
I heard you.
Nick Yackridge was on with us and talked about Jaden Daniels being a rhythm passer.
Mm-hmm.
He's someone that needs to find that rhythm, whether it's in a game, whether it's over the course of a season.
It's robotic.
Well, and I think
that's how he trains.
It's true, though. Yeah, so it's
looking through the hourglass, the eyeglass. He is what most very successful people are, creatures of habit.
Yes. And the more they do something and the more they get in the flow of it, they get into a better state and play better. And I think part of the issue you saw this year with Jaden, injuries obviously played a role with Jaden, but preseason and training camp wasn't taken nearly as seriously as it should have been. And look, we didn't know. They were just in the NFC Championship game the year prior. But you look at it back now and go, well, maybe that was a precursor to what happened this season. But he wasn't able to get in a rhythm there, whether it was the way they attacked training camp, whether it was the fact that Terry wasn't there for a majority of it. And then early in the season, they got off to a slower start. He gets injured. He misses time. He's no longer able to get into a rhythm because when he's in the lineup, Terry's not out there.
Or and you're playing better people.
Correct.
We have to make it clear that you're playing stiffer competition. The Ravens scrimmage that was canceled by no fault of anybody's, it just was.
Yeah.
That, to me, that was the worst thing could have ever happened, to getting that quickness and that game preparation in that you can't do in practice against your brothers. You need an opponent, and they were disallowed that chance.
Yeah, so I think with his disruptions constantly, he wasn't able to get in that right rhythm. And I think even so, just the entire offense.
And your veteran receivers that they elected to let go.
Yeah.
They let them go. The people that helped them get to the promised land, they said, we don't need you. So there was a decision that was made that clearly didn't prove to be right.
So one thing that I thought was funny, and I think I'm going to dive into this tomorrow when I'm on, but I want to read these couple of things, and you tell me if this isn't a little bit crazy just reading back. So I was just looking through some notes that I take, and I like to keep what I've talked about just to just in case I want to go back and revisit something.
Yeah.
Listen to this, okay? These were my biggest questions going into the year. Is the D-line actually better? No. No. Was the secondary's good camp fool's gold? Yes. Yes, it was.
Who you were going against?
Who steps up as linebacker depth? Okay, Jordan McGee's shown a little bit.
Shown what he's been allowed to show.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, they're in the witness protection program. All the young linebackers must have not been able to open a combination that allows them to get in practice.
How much does better offensive tackles open up the offense? I think you can see that they have better offensive tackles. I don't know that I saw it open up the offense.
Well, you got to run the ball.
Well, and that was the next thing. Okay. Will the improved O-line lead to an effective run game?
Okay.
The stats say they do, but yours and my eyes don't say that they have an effective run game. And listen to this one. Can the Commanders' wide receivers stay healthy? And who steps up if there is an injury?
Wow.
Because if you look at the initial 53, you cannot be shocked that they had guys that were injured and missed time at the wide receiver position. Their initial 53 and who they kept on the roster were Terry McLaurin, who was dealing with the holdout stuff. But you can't say that you expected an injury, but I'm not shocked when a guy who held out and missed training camp happens to miss some time. Debo Samuel, injury-riddled career. And he's been... He's played this year.
So no. He got in shape. He's focused.
And so Debo, I don't have an issue with. Noah Brown was hurt in OTAs. He was hurt in training camp.
Yeah,
and he was hurt in the regular season.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked.
Trifecta. Yeah.
Luke McCaffrey. You were depending on him to basically be your wide receiver three because you could have counted on Noah Brown missing time.
Yeah.
And then Jalen Lane. I like the two young guys. Well, I like Jalen Lane. Luke McCaffrey at least showed some stuff.
Luke proved a lot of us wrong. Who questioned him, he said, take this, and made plays.
Yeah.
And showed up and was there until he got hurt. He was about to cram a lot of what we, when I say we, those of us that may have questioned, why is he on the team?
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
He gave you the finger, and I love what he did.
Yeah, he stepped up in his opportunities this year.
He's a football player.
And so at least you saw that. But part of my issue with what you saw there at the wide receiver room, and going back to our original point of being able to get this offense in a better rhythm coming out of training camp, is I don't even know that they were going to put in a position to be successful. Even if they had approached everything. Deebo Samuel and Terry McLaurin, I like that duo. I understood what they were trying to do. And I think you saw in the Christmas game at least an idea of what they were trying to do.
If they were healthy, if they were there, and if you had, I could see that because Deebo is legit.
Yes.
He's a player, man. You can do a lot with him, but we'll never know because we didn't get to see that.
No, and it's unfortunate the way that it played out, but I think they ran into an issue when you're depending on Noah Brown, Luke McCaffrey, and Jalen Lane to be essentially that third receiver.
That's a risk.
And that's a risk they took and they missed on, and they paid the price for it because of the fact that Noah Brown was injured, which, again, is not shocking considering we thought we lost him in OTAs. Yeah. People forget that. He got carted off. I remember we were trying to get in contact with Linnell because he was out there, and he said he hit like a bump and screamed or whatever.
No, you just mentioned. Who
Linnell.
Who was that?
Overtime host.
Oh, or BTP,
late night host,
the
or
big
something
guy.
Like that. Yeah. Some late night radio guy.
Okay, all right.
Too big for us now, or something like that. But Noah Brown was injured in OTAs and then missed all of training camp. So you can't be shocked when that guy misses time. Luke McCaffrey, he did, like you said, showed out much better
this
season.
He convinced me that he's a player.
But you were depending on that. And this is part of my issue with what their plan was. I think Mitch Tischler, I'm trying to remember the exact way he said it. They hope for the best, didn't plan for the worst.
That's Mitchell.
And is exactly what happened, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Because, you look at that receiver room, you're like, oh, yeah.
But you don't want to hear that about your parents.
If it works out, it'll be great.
But you don't want you. That's like leaving the kid in the back seat and cracking the window. Saying he'll be okay. That's a decision you make. You don't want to be wrong with that. So what we're saying is that people who are in a position to make decisions, we consider them to be responsible.
Yeah.
What's the penalty for being irresponsible?
Well, and the tough part is, the penalty is playing as horribly as they have this year. But on top of that, what is the other penalty? Do you feel like you're on the hot seat? Do you have some accountability in the building?
It's pro ball to me. So to me, I'm in the business of winning. When I win, I mean, it's like, it's a feast. That's how we roll. That's what they did. And they worked. And it's not a lack of effort. I don't ever call them negligent on effort. But I do question their scheme and their philosophy. I think it's very open season with this record, this stinker you put before me, that I question that. So the question becomes, okay, I don't like your approach. You don't have results now to make me shut up. You can shut me up with 12 wins. I didn't like your approach 100% then. You just made plays.
Yeah.
You see, I didn't forget that you was behind in the 6 games that you won. You were trailing in them. You weren't leading in those. But you came back, you shut me up because you made plays and you got wins. But you're playing with fire. Okay, now you got your behind burn up. Now I'm going, what's next? Because we got an issue that needs to be addressed and needs to be solved. who is going to address it and who is going to solve it.
Yeah, because one of the things when you look at this is you were talking about draft pick, and people obviously want to lose, and that discussion that plenty of people have had the last couple of weeks.
Isn't that wrong? They're not wrong. You don't know what you don't know.
But how confident are you in Adam Peters making the correct pick? Some people are still incredibly confident. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reasonably confident. But I've seen
what
now,
are you basing it on?
I've seen two draft classes, Doc.
Right.
The 2024 class, home run with Jaden, after that leaves a lot to be desired, if not flat out bad in a lot of cases. This past draft, I'm still a big fan of. I like what he did with Connerly. I like Trey Amos.
I do too.
I like Jalen Lane.
I do too.
I don't know what they're going to do with Medrano, but outside of that, with Kroski Merritt, I like that draft class.
I agree with you. But we, all of us in the business keep saying, well, I don't know what happened with Medrano. Why in the hell don't we know? And how much longer are we going to go without knowing? Why don't we know why these kids didn't get to play in games? You had AARP roster on defense. You got young people that can run that weren't allowed to play. And somebody looks at you foul when you ask the question. I'm the bad guy? No, I'm your biggest fan. I just want answers that very few people seem to be able to get out of their camp. Why?
On the flip side of the football, I'm still not convinced that Ben Sinnott can't be an effective pass catcher.
Yeah,
he's not Zach Ertz, and he's never going to be Zach Ertz because they're totally different styles of players.
He's a Hall of Famer, right.
But I've brought this up how many times about Ben Sinnott being a guy that is a yards after catch tight end.
Yeah.
Doc, that's the easiest guy to get the football to, with the exception of the quarterback and the running back, because you just run them on little checkdowns, drag routes. I'm not asking him to run a 15-yard dig. I'm not asking him to run skinny posts. I'm asking him to catch the football at the line of scrimmage and break a tackle.
But you don't have an answer for it.
How can they not get him the football?
But you don't have an answer for it.
I don't.
Right.
And I've seen a couple of times on various he's open. And I'm not convinced that they can't use him.
Why
I'm not saying
they?
That he's going to be justified of the draft position.
But why aren't they?
That's a big question.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.